Harper Audio presents The Last of August, a Charlotte Holmes novel by Brittany Cavallaro. Performed by Graham Halstead and Julia Whalen. Do you know what love is? I'll tell you. It is whatever you can still betray. The Looking Glass War, John le Carré. 1. It was late December in the south of England, and though it was only 3 PM, the sky outside Charlotte Holmes's bedroom window was as black and full as it would have been in the Arctic Circle. I'd forgotten about this, somehow, during my months in Connecticut away at Sherringford School, even though I'd grown up with one leg on either side of the Atlantic. When I thought of winter, I thought of those reasonable New England nights that arrived punctually just after dinner, disappearing into morning blue by the time you'd stretched awake in bed. British winter nights were different. They came on in October with a shotgun and held you hostage for the next 6 months. It would have been better, all told, if I'd visited Holmes for the first time in the summer. Her family lived in Sussex, a county that hugged England's southern coast, and from the top floor of the house they'd built, you could see the sea. Or you could if you happened to own a pair of night-vision goggles and a vivid imagination. England's December darkness would have put me into a mood all by itself, but Holmes's family manor was stuck up on a hill like a fortress. I kept waiting for lightning to break the sky above it, or for some poor, tortured mutant to come stumbling out of its cellar, mad scientist in hot pursuit.